Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba to the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today's date is the 13th of Rabiul Akhir, 1443, corresponding to the date 18th of November 2021. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today we continue with the marriage series, speaking specifically of Khula and what is Khula. Listeners can send in their queries to 084-786-3132. If in a foreign country, it will be +2784-786-3132. We have our Honorable Mufti Saab here. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid khan. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, the first question is, what is the meaning of khula?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we come to the meaning, definition and so forth of khula, as an introduction, we need to understand the following. Islam is the solution, the panacea for all human beings' problems. So what is Islam? Islam is a structure, is a building, is an edifice. You have the foundation, that is our articles of faith. We believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We believe in all the prophets and messengers. We believe in all the divine books and scriptures, all the angels, the day of justice, so forth and so on, destiny, taqdeer. So all that are the foundation. We come to wall number one, so that is our ibadat, our salat, our siyam, our zakat, our saum. So our namaz, our prayer, our fasting, our charity, compulsory charity, zakat, pilgrimage and so forth and so on. So that is only one wall. Then we come to wall number two, and that is our mu'amalat, our business, our trade. That income must be halal and permissible, no interest, no usury, no fraud. So all that will be the second wall. The third wall will be the mu'ashara. The mu'ashara is our interaction with people, that children with parents and vice versa, husband and wife, parents and, you know, neighbors, children and neighbors, Muslim and non-Muslim, your politics, everything will come in there, your third wall. So marital life will come in this section, this category. The fourth one will be our character, our akhlaq and so forth, how much pride, how much jealousy, how much love we have for this world, and how much envy we have, greed. So all these bad, terrible qualities, we need to eliminate them, eradicate them, and inculcate within ourselves the akhlaq-e-hamida, the good qualities. So that is the structure. So one thing is left. So what is left? The roof and the ceiling. So that depends on me and you. How much we want to practice on it. We really practice, then it will become 1, 10, 20, 50, 100,000. There's no limit. You can go high as you want, and that will be your big skyscraper. So that is how Allah will elevate us. But today what we have decided, instead of going higher and higher, we decided to become the slaves of our worms, fancies and desires. So instead of elevating ourselves, we relegate ourselves, we debase ourselves. So we go lower, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, and then you find this human being, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. He becomes the lowest of lowest, notwithstanding the fact that he was the masterpiece of Allah's creation. So that is what we see in today's society. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are like animals. Nay, even animals are better. They worse than animals. Animals don't go to the same gender, but today human beings go to the same gender in so many cases, and it's legalized and considered a human rights issue. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Now, once you understood that, now we come to the question posed. Khula. Anything you want to know, you must go to Quran Sharif or Sunnah Mubarakah, chapter 20, Surah Taha, and verse 12. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is telling Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, his honorable name is mentioned 136 times in the Quran. He's returning from Midian, going back to Egypt, and lo and behold, he's with his wife Safura radiallahu anha, the honorable daughter of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam. He sees a radiance, a light, an effulgence. He goes there, and then Allah speaks to him directly, فَخْلَعْنَ عَلَيْكَ. Take out, فَخْلَعْ, خُلَعْ. Take out, remove your sandals, your shoes, O Musa. إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ تُوَى. You are in the sacred valley, the holy valley. So from there we learn khula means to remove. But here, remove what, Ya Allah? So Almighty Allah answers in Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 187, when husband and wife ABC married XYZ, so hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun, that when you are married, you are the garments for one another, the clothing for one another. Nowadays, here we are experiencing scorching heat, so we don't wear any winter clothes, we wear the summer clothes, certain clothes, and we're comfortable in that. So how the clothing brings for us so much comfort, so much ease. So similarly, when you, O husband and wife, you embrace one another, the body heat, the love is generated, there is unity in heart, unity in thought, and then you go through the vicissitudes of life, the turbulence of life in the air, and you go through the waves on the ground and the land and sand. So that is marriage. So now you're going to remove it because you want to make khula. So you need to understand how the beauty of the Arabic language, the history and the philology of these words here as well. So that will be the literal meaning of khula in the lexicon, in the dictionary.
Mufti Sahib, the next question is, when did the first khula take place?
Remember that in time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah jalla wa ala let these type of incidents take place, because the sharia means the road, the path, it's evolving, it's going to change, and before the demise and of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sharia has to be complete. So some sahabi will be found, he divorced his wife. Another sahabi, remember, he and his wife, they made khula. So what happens, if you want the whole story, it is in detail mentioned in Ibn Majah, and if you open Babu Majah fil Khula, so the chapter regarding Khula, you will find it there. There is a husband, Sabit radiallahu an, there is a wife, you must remember, and her name is Jamila. So this husband, Sabit, he wasn't very good looking, and Hazrat, she, Jamila bint Salul, that's the name mentioned there in Ibn Majah. So she came to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, see, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding his deen, his piety, his character, he's good, everything is good. But me and he, this husband of mine, she is informing Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are just not on the same page, meaning that we are not compatible for one another. When you study the hadith, all of them, some places she says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, law la makhafatullah, had it not been that I have the fear of Allah, la basaqtu fi wajhihi, I should have spat straight in his face. You know, in Arabic you have the word called ghil. I just gave you the word, you must remember that in tafsir or somewhere. So you must remember in Surah 59 verse 10. You know, when we discuss the du'as for the deceased, so we say Surah chapter 59 verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with iman. Majority majority of the people we don't know, but we make dua for them because they were brothers, sisters in faith, in religion, and inshallah they died with Iman and Islam. So that is the first part of the verse, chapter 59, verse 10, in the 28 Jews, 28 Supara. وَلَا تَجَعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. Ya Allah, do not place in our hearts غِلَّا, that malice, rancor, hatred. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا, for the people of Iman. Oh, our Allah, sustainer, nourisher. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. You are very, very compassionate, very merciful. Chapter 59, verse 10, Surah Hashr, in the 28 Jews, 28th part of the Noble Quran. So sometime, in husband and wife, that kudurat, that's the proper translation in Urdu, which means that malice, that rancor comes in, and now to patch things up is almost impossible. So that is ghillah. So now they can't, it's not compatible that. The more, the longer you keep them, the more harm they're going to cause to one another. So that is what she meant. Please, Ya Rasulullah, I don't complain. But you know, I can't stand him anymore. Just see how he looks and does, and lot of stories. So they were not compatible, what we call. So then Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, fine. That she, obviously Nabi alayhi salam received wahi. Ataruddina alayhi hadiqatahu. Will you return the orchard, the garden, the farm he gave you? She said, yes, 100%. So from here we learn that what is khula? There's a marriage, husband incurred all the expenses, he made sure the kitchen, everything is there, what she'll need, the bedroom, what is required, everything up to date, the bedroom, bathroom, all that, the needs. So he incurred all the expenses, but now, and he's trying his level best, but the wife does not want to stay, and she says that, no, I had enough. It's not that the husband is hitting her, or the husband is having an affair, or the husband is on drugs or alcohol. No. She, in our context I'm speaking about, not in context of Sahaba now, in our context, so in our day and age, she don't want to read the 5 daily salat, she don't want to wear, you must remember, modest clothes, she wants to go to the beach with a bikini and everybody and expose herself, she wants to go, you must remember, with a mini skirt to the mall and bazaar, she don't want to wake up for Fajr salat, she say I'm tired and all. So and the husband is trying, but it's not, it's going from bad to worse. So he says, you know what, that if you want, then best thing, we don't continue. That husband tells his wife. She says, yes. So talaq will be, divorce will be, where the husband issues the divorce verbally, orally, or he writes it out, preferably desirable in front of witnesses, two male or so forth. And he, the husband, will not receive any compensation, anything in exchange. But here in khula, the problem is not the husband. The problem is the wife. And she admits to that, confesses to that, yes, it's my fault, the wife is saying. Like, yes, yeah, she admitted. As far as his deen, piety, no complaint. As far as his khuluq, his character, no complaint. But his features and his style and das, and I can't stick it anymore. And she was prepared to even spit on him, but the fear of Allah did not allow. That was her taqwa, alhamdulillah. These are sahaba, sahabiya. So the matter came to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So from there we understand the difference now. What is talaq? Talaq is the divorce. And remember that this will be talaq bil iwaz. Talaq bil iwaz will mean where the husband will issue the divorce, but he, that husband, will receive some compensation from his wife, which they mutually agree upon. And in that way he agreed, the husband, the wife agreed, Mustafa sallallahu suggested it, and then the husband gave the talaq and so forth. So that is what is meant by the khula, and this was the first khula, to answer your question, in the history of Islam. One side was Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas, and the other side, you must remember, was she that is Jamila bint Salul and so forth. Different riwayats got different names also, but this is the famous names and so forth. Wallahu a'lam. But we agree on one thing, that the wife's name was Jamila and the husband's name was Thabit. So Allah Jalla wa Ala, let these type of incidents occur and happen during the golden era of Islam, that is the Hayati Nabil Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? It will set the precedent for humanity and posterity.
Mufti Sahib, after a couple has divorced and khula has taken place, then can they remarry after that?
First and foremost, before we address that, we have to address this question, that where is khula mentioned in the Noble Quran? So if you go to the Quran Sharif, you will find in Surah 2, chapter number 2, verse number 229. See, I read for you the verse. At-talaqu marratan. That the husband and wife are married, but things are turning from bad to worse. The condition is deteriorating. So the husband gave one talaq. One talaq is raj'i, revocable. So during that iddat period, one menses, two menses, so and that he takes her back. So he can do that. Or he doesn't take her back, you must remember, he releases her. So you can do that twice. So the revocable divorce, the talaq raj'i, is maximum twice. For imsaku bima'ruf, during the iddat you take her back. If you gave one talaq, then you took her back, so you got two talaq left. You gave two talaq divorce and you took her back during the iddat waiting period, now you have one talaq left. Oh, tasrihum bihsan. And when you take her back, for imsaku bima'ruf, you take her back to treat her with love, respect and justice. You don't take her back to give her more hiding and more hatra. No, that's haram. وَلَا تُمْسِكُهُنَّ ذِرَارًا. You can't take her back to cause harm to her. So we need to be clear on all those issues. أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Or you release her with a beauty. You give her gifts, you give her presents, you give her cash and all that to cushion the blow. Two, you know, you don't take your dirty linen out, you must remember, in public and so forth. So in all these cases, when you give talaq, you called it mut'ah. This mutah, presents, gifts you will give. Not the kuffar, shia, mutah, prostitution. Understand that. That is the meaning of tasrihum bi ihsan. Wala yahillu lakum an ta'khudhu. And for your husbands, is not permissible you take back anything from her. Absolutely haram. And last week we discussed that as well. When we discussed mahar and the marital gift, I told you and informed you regarding the verses 20, 21 and so forth, that وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا. You gave your wife millions. قِنْطَارًا الْأَمْوَالُ الْكَثِيرًا. And then divorce took place. فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. So from that wealth you can't take back anything. What you gave to her in cash, in jewelry, in kind, clothing, whatever, all belongs to her. Now the marriage turns sour and now you say give back this, give back that, all haram. And I mentioned to you the hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, al-aidu fi hibatihi kal kalbi ya'udu fi qay'ihi. The person who gave a gift, and more so in this text and context, the husband gave your wife. So now you take it back because now this divorce, the relationship is turned sour. The example is like the dog. He vomits and then goes and licks the vomit. Al-aidu fi hibatihi kal kalbi ya'udu fi qay'ihi. So the hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So Allah Jalla Wala is telling us, now you gave your wife talaq, so it's not permissible for you to take anything from her. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَأْخُذُوا مِمَّا آتَيْتُمُهُنَّ شَيْئًا. Nothing you can take back. Yes, إِلَّا فِي سُورَةٍ wahida. One case you can take back. What is that one case? That is your khula. إِلَّا أَن يَخَافَ. Except when both of you fear Allah yuqima hudud Allah, that you cannot fulfill the limits of Allah. You fear as a husband you can't fulfill her rights. She fears she can't fulfill your rights as a husband. And yet the blame she admits, she is the guilty part. party, then Allah is addressing both parties and their families. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ, if you fear, أَلَّا يُقِيمَا حُدُودَ اللَّهِ, that you cannot fulfill the boundaries, the limitations, the laws of Allah. In this situation, فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْهِمَا, then there is no sin upon the two of them. فِي مَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ, that she gives a fidya. How Ramadan time, that we cannot fast, our father, grandfather, mother, grandmother, Allah give us all siha, afia, so we can fast. But just example, so we say $2 per fasted tirane you have to pay. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيدًا أَوَلَا سَفَرِينَ فَإِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَمُ مِسْكِينٍ. See, that either you keep qada, and if you can't manage qada because of old age or perpetual illness, then you pay fidya. So yeah, what the wife gave back, yeah, she sayyida Jamila radiallahu anha gave back that farm and orchard to Thabit, Sayyidina Thabit radiallahu an, so that is fidya, the compensation. فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِي مَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَ. So today one crazy husband, you see, this you call the evil genius. Allah created us, He knows how we think. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 229. This guy, I say, this is good, man. So he gets married to wife number one, wife number two, wife number three, wife number four. And he will say, this wife did this. And then the wife also start believing that yes, she is in the wrong. So he tells one wife, you give me a house, then he will issue the talaq. Then he tells the second wife, you must give me a Ferrari, then I will give you the talaq. Then he tells the third wife, you must give me 100,000, I want to go to Tokyo and I want to go to Japan and I want to go to China and all world tour. So all, then he tells the fourth wife, you know what, that me, I have to build now a new swimming pool. And so all that is haram. You can't be making unreasonable demands more than what you gave her. So Quran is teaching, you see, tilka hududullah, these are the boundaries, the limitations. Fala ta'tadua, don't go beyond that. Just see the Quran, the beauty of it. So now both parties agreed, right, that she will return the mahar, and 1,000 rand, 18,000 rand, 20,000 rand, the gold coin, Kruger coin, whatever it is. So whatever it is. So now they agreed. So it don't mean now money is finished. So now the husband still must issue the talaq. That is the Hanafi's day. She must still agree to issue the talaq. So when he issues the talaq, then remember, is talaq a buy-in? Is talaq a buy-in? So the Shafi's and them say that it's talaq a buy-in. So remember that the husband will issue it. But remember that talaq already took place with the words of khula itself. So khula itself will take the place of talaq according to Shafi's and them. Hanafi's and them will say, no, he must spell it out. So he takes the money or the jewelry and he issues a talaq. He can't take the money and say he's not issuing talaq. So obviously not. So for what we're giving you that? So therefore, I remember one day, you like stories. You know Mia's farm. This is Mia's farm, yeah, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus, the founding fathers, you know. In 1940, they started Mia's farm, if you know the history. Anyway, cut long story short, when I finished Heaves in 1970, so my father brought a new car, Ranger, South Africa's own car, green in color, with a black vernail top. I can still remember vividly. I am a young boy, my honorable father, honorable Ustad. Now the parents, you know, they want to perform Taraweeh. So my Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia said, no, we go by Mufti Sanjalwi, the old one, Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalwi. He was the Grand Mufti of Transvaal. So we went there, so he asked some questions in Gujarati and all that. So meaning he asked, did you experience a wet dream or this, you know. So I say, what does old man is saying? I don't understand. He said, this chap don't understand nothing. He can't perform Tarawih. You understand? He's now Baligh. So finish the end of the story. So 1-2 years passed like that, you see. So that, for me, it was very good that nobody could take out my mistake because I'm not performing Tarawih, but I come in front, take out everybody's mistake, you see. So that was when we finished Hifz. Then 1980, when I finished Pakistan, came here. So 2nd November, we came back. So I always wanted to teach in a Darul Uloom, you know. So I met Moha Qasim Sema, Rahimahullah, and I wasn't sure whether they're going to accept me or not, and so forth. So I landed up at Mias Farm now. This is 1980, January, 80 ending, or January starting, you know, 1981, Hafiz Yusuf Kala, myself, we went there to Mias Farm. So I landed up again, second time. So we went to Mias Farm. Again, we met Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi. He got so happy. He said, I make dua for you from the bottom of my heart. That's what I want. Now we could speak Urdu, Arabic, everything. I didn't tell him, I came each time, you know. So anyway, so he said, I'm making dua for you. I want the ulama must teach and that. So I'm thinking, if I couldn't get in Newcastle, then again, at least get into Mias Farm, you know. So then, all long story. So anyway, that happened. Now, one day, so while I was here at Channel Islam and that, you know, because now the programs were getting, listenership was getting bigger, bigger. So husband, wife had big problems. So now that the husband said that he is prepared to give the divorce. And the wife said that she is prepared to return the jewelry. But they don't want to meet. So I said, so what are we going to do? So she said that, okay, we will drop off the jewelry in Mias Farm. Now, I knew both parties, you see. So I said, and you? He said, I'll send you the talaq and death and divorce, but I don't want to see her and she don't want to see me. So I had to go to Mias Farm to pick up the jewelry and to give to this mota, and then he will fax or give the talaq at this time. So meaning to ensure that he won't eat up the jewelry and she will get the talaq, you see. So sometimes we get involved. That's why I don't want to get involved in all these things here, because it is a waste of time for us. Because we've got so many ulama and organizers, they will do this thing, so why must we get involved? So I'm trying to show you this must happen. So the only academic discussion will be the Shafis and them say once the word khula is used, that already automatically means a talaq took place. Hanafis say no, that you must issue the word talaq and so forth and so on, and it will be talaq e bayin. So the end result is the same as talaq e bayin. Because she must be free from the clutches of the husband. If now we come to your question, now the khula took place, now absence make the heart grow fonder. An-ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat. Sometime when the bounty favor is gone, now you start appreciating. Now the woman start thinking, but you know what, I was too hasty. He was a good man, and you know all that. He also, the madcap, you know, the husband, he says, I also should have made little bit sabr. So why I was so hasty and crazy? So all that. So now, after 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, he's not married, she's not married. So now they start negotiating. Say, come, we get married again. You understood? So if both parties, mia bibi razi, to kya kare kazi? So if the husband, wife are happy, the boy, girl are happy, now they're not husband, wife. So, but if both parties are happy, so what must the kazi do? We the kazi now, we the presiding officer, we're going to perform the nikah. So we ask the girl, you happy? She says, yes. We ask her father, family, and they say, yes, we happy. We ask him, you happy? We say, don't go make all mix up again. They say, no, I learned my lesson, all that. So then we perform the nikah, and then, but in that case there, for the future, he only possesses 2 talaqs. Why? Because the first talaq he used already. So in marriage, you have a gun. You have a revolver, pistol. In that revolver, pistol, there are 3 bullets. So you already use 1 bullet already. So you only got 2 left. So be careful. Therefore, Quran says, فَلَا تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. These are the limits, the boundaries Allah gave. فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. Don't go beyond that. So therefore, yes, they can reconcile. But reconciliation is subject to conditions. بِالنِّكَاحِ nikahin jadid. There must be a new nikah. The lady must be happy, and her parents have to give permission, her father and them. And remember, he must be happy to marry her, pay mahar again and everything. And thereafter they get married, and he will only possess two more talaqs for the future after this marriage year.
Alhamdulillah, we welcome our listeners back to this program. Mufti Saab, the next question is, what is the iddah of khula?
Remember that according to the Hanafi scholars, when we speak of talaq, divorce, where the husband issues a talaq or khula, it all remains the same according to Hanafis. And they say it is Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2 and verse number 228, wal mutallaqatu yatarabbasna bi anfusihinna thalathata quru, that it will be 3 menses. So according to Hanafis, even in khula, so the lady, her iddah, that waiting period will be 3 menses, or if she is in menopause and all that, then 90 days. For iddatuhunna thalathatu ashur. Or you must remember, if she is pregnant, then Surah 65, verse 4, wa ulatul ahmali ajaluhunna ayyada'ana hamlahun. So that will be that when she gives birth to that baby. So that is, so it means Hanafis, la yufarriqu bayna talaq wal khula. They don't differentiate between talaq and khula regarding the iddat, the 3 menses. However, the Hanbali, Shafis and them, they say bihaydatin. When you study the ahadith in Bulughul Maram, Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, you find some places Nabi alayhi salatu salam told her bihayda. That's one hayz, you understand? So that is what they will say, that they will say if one cycle passes and that, so her iddat is finished, and they will tell you the 3 menses, all that is taqwa and piety and precaution and that. So that is again an academic discussion. What will be the iddat of a lady who went through the process of khula? So Hanafi's fatwa verdict will be same, thalathata quru, 3 menses. All ulama agree, all 4 schools, that if you must remember the lady is pregnant, then she has to wait till the pregnancy, till she gives birth. There's no debate on that issue there. But when she's in menses, then what happens? So Hanafis will say 3 menses, and they will say one hayz, one menses, and so forth. So that is where the difference will come about.
Mufti Saab, what is the clear difference between khula, divorce, and fasakh?
Let's use the Arabic term so that we understand the words properly. One word is talaq, with a toy. You know, you say toy and zoy and all that. And one word is khula, kha, lam, ayn. And one word is fasakh, fa, sin, kha. So let's explain each one briefly. Talaq. So husband, wife, the marriage is going, you know, rows and ructions and thus. So one day the husband in anger or whatever it is, whether it's anger, whether he was cool and calm, in both cases the talaq, divorce, will take place. So he issued the talaq. Issued the talaq either in writing, or nowadays, you know, it's modern time, so via SMS or via WhatsApp or via email to the female. So all that will constitute the talaq and will take place. Remember, it will be valid, provided he accepts that he sent it. You must remember, not somebody playing with his phone or something and send it like that. So he sent it, or he told somebody to send it on his behalf. So in that way there, so the talaq will take place, the divorce will take place. So it could be verbally, it could be in writing, in its different forms and examples I mentioned to you, better, preferable, desirable to have 2 male witnesses and so forth. He, the husband, does not receive anything in exchange. And for him to demand anything during the talaq or after the talaq, totally haram, unacceptable. Surah 4, verses 20, 21, 22, all that. So Almighty Allah is making it very, very clear in that first case, first scenario. Second case is khula. So khula, I discussed with you now. I told you the husband is issuing the talaq, but she, the wife, will give back some compensation. And And remember, the compensation is what he gave her. He can't go demand for more and more. So that will be one form of extortion, one form of usurping her rights. Islam is a deen. Maliki yawmiddin. Almighty Allah is the owner, the possessor of the day of justice. Inna deena indallah al-Islam. Allah calls it deen. So there must be justice involved. So he can't go claim, give me Ferrari, give me a house, give me this, give me that. But he only gave a Kruger coin, 20,000-30,000 rand. But he was to claim 100,000-500,000. Obviously, the haram did not permissible for him that. So what he gave her, cash, kind, all that. So she returns to him. And then the talaq is issued and so forth. So the difference will be in talaq, that is the divorce. Husband issues it, but no compensation. Receives nothing in exchange. And here he will issue the talaq, but in lieu of that talaq, in exchange, he receives what we call fidya. I gave you the verse, Surah 2, verse 229, فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِي مَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ. So he, the husband, will receive compensation. You could argue, but why must the husband receive? So we will say, when he got married, he incurred so much expenses that my darling is coming, my popi is coming, my sweetheart is coming, let me make a nice double bed, nice furniture. Nowadays the wife will say, put one aircon also, you know, and bring a nice stove also, and fridge also. And so how much expenses? And now this wife don't want to read salat, she don't want to wear nice modest clothes, she don't want to listen, all that, really stubborn, obstinate and all that. So that, and she admits also it's her fault. So therefore we will say that for fairness and for justice, that she must return that, the mahar, the marital gift, or whatever they agree on. So what taradi atarafain, what the both parties amicably and mutually agree upon, so she must return that, and so that is khula. So the husband issued the talaq verbally or in writing, and he received some compensation. Fasakh is the direct opposite. You have a husband. This husband is a medcap, handicap's brother, you know. So he had affair upon affair. This lady, that lady, neighbor's daughter, neighbor's wife, busy with alcohol, drugs, and busy with hitting his wife, abusing her, and so forth and so on. And the wife wants to make the marriage work because they are masoom children, or she's pregnant, but he carries on. So when she or her parents or family tell him, okay, that you are the guilty party, you admit, so give talaq, issue the divorce. He is a stubborn guy. He is obstinate. He says, no, I will fix your daughter up. I will fix your sister up. Now, today's world, we get people who are but emotional and crazy. They go and give him a good hiding. So that's also haram. You can't do that. So what you do is this, in a Muslim country, which we don't have any Islamic state, but anyway, so Islamic country in the true sense of the word, where we have Sharia, so laws and so forth, so we have Muslim countries, so they have sometimes Muslim courts, Islamic courts, so you go to the Qazi, to the judge and all that, and he will then investigate everything, he will find the husband guilty, and he will tell the husband that you issued a talaq now, but the husband say, no, I won't do it, so the Qazi, the judge, the magistrate, will use his wilayatul amma, his overriding power, and then he will issue a fasakh. So fasakh is annulment of marriage. So, talaq, English, divorce. Khula, divorce, and you receive compensation. That is khula. And fasakh is the husband is guilty, but he is a dakkop, when you say, you know, in Afrikaans, that he is a stubborn, obstinate guy. So in a case like that, and he's guilty also, and there's hardly any chance of reconciliation, the wife will just have to suffer. So Islam don't want that, so the judge will do that. Now you come to our countries where we are 1%, 2%, there's no Sharia court and all those things. So you have the ulama, for example, the jamiyats, or this organization or that organization, and then they will call both parties. Husband must be there, wife must be there, and there will be a court case, really speaking, you see. And we always advise, it's best that the Maulana, the Imam, the Sheikh, the Mufti, whoever, must not be alone. There should be a panel, 2-3 of them, that is best. Because these are now, you know, major decisions can impact on people's lives and their children and so forth. So therefore, we need to exercise extreme caution in this regard. So in a case like that, so after you ask all the questions, does that. So now they, the panel, that they are sure in their mind that the guilty party, without a shadow of doubt, is the husband. So we tell him, you guilty, issue the talaq. He said, no, he won't. So then they, the panchayat, you call in Urdu, and that, the tribunal, in English you can say. So there's jamiats and organizations and so forth. They will act as the qaim maqam, the substitute for the qazi. So the tribunal, they will take the decision. Then after thorough investigation, what happens in some places, I know in Cape Town or here and there, one party just comes and then they give a fasakh, is haram, that's not permissible. So both parties must be there. You must remember that. So there must be a court case and so forth. So once, twice, thrice, yes, if that party don't come after 3 times, then it's different. But remember that we must try our level best to get both parties there. And we have a independent hearing and so forth. And then as a last resort, then the ulama, that tribunal, will then say, fine, that we make fasakh and we annul this marriage. Now one thing here, our people make a mistake. So when the annulment takes place, now they are finished, the marriage is finished and so forth. Now again, zur ghibban tazdadu hubba, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So now after 3 months, 6 months, that party comes, husband, wife, that ex-wife and ex-husband. They say, no, we want to reconcile. So remember, we perform a new nikah for them, but in this instance, we mustn't make a mistake, in this instance of fasakh, the husband still has his 3 talaqs. Why? Because he never issued talaq. You must remember that. So there you won't say that he issued a talaq. He refused to issue that. So he will still have the 3 bullets in his revolver, in his pistol, in his gun, or whatever you want to use. So we must remember that. So that is sometimes people confuse the issues. So he will still, if they reconcile, there must be a new nikah, obviously. And in that way there. So the fasakh will be the last resort. In Newcastle, I used to sit with Mawa Qasim Sema, rahimahullah. That used to call me, come sit here. He won't allow us to do everything. We just like observe. Then one, 2 times, he'll ask some questions. If I want to ask them something and so forth. So then you have a proper court case and so forth, so on and all that. So in that way there, that you make sure that both parties are given. Now today, sometime there they delay because it's their friend, or because you must remember he gives money to the organization or what, that all that is haram. We must let justice prevail. Remember that for both parties. So that is what Islam teaches us.
Mufti Saab, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shakes when talaq is given. Is this true? And does the same apply if a woman wants to make khula?
Remember that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used strong words and said, Hunnal munafiqat. Those ladies are hypocrites who demand and request a talaq, but min ghairi uzrin, min ghairi ba'asin, without a valid reason. So when we use this type of words, that the arsh of Allah ta'ala shakes, the throne of Allah, or they are hypocrites and so forth, is when the wife, her request or demand for talaq is not justified. But where the husband is assaulting her, where the husband is beating her up, the husband is having affair upon affair, the husband is on drugs, the husband is on alcohol, and the husband don't give nafaqa, he don't maintain, sustain his wife. So then all these laws will not apply, because remember, she also has rights. Quran Kareem states, Surah 2, verse 228, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. The amount of rights you, the husband, have over his wife. So similar rights the wife has over you. Ra'isul Mufassirin, the greatest commentator of the Noble Quran, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge, what he used to say? He used to read this verse, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and then he used to say, أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَتَزَيَّنَ لَهَا كَمَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ تَتَزَيَّنَ لِي. I love to dress up for my wife so I look presentable. How I love, she must dress up for me and she looks beautiful and, you know, attractive and so forth. Now today the husband comes sometime from work, he got grease on his hands and his snot is coming out and all that from his nose, and then he wants to go to the wife. So how the wife can be? So we also must think a little bit and so forth, you know. And then Quran says, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةٌ. Yes, the man has one degree, the degree of imarat, the degree of infaq. You will be the captain, the wife will not be the captain. You must spend on your wife and children, they don't spend on you. So that is the meaning of that verse. So those are hadith that we speak about. If the wife requests and demands a talaq, if it is without any justification, then the arsh of Allah Ta'ala shakes. Yes, is mentioned in Maqasid al-Hasana, Allama Sakhawi rahimahullah's famous work. And remember, Hunna al-Munafiqat is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, various compilations. But where there is justification, so you must remember, then these ahadith will not apply. Similarly, where the husband issues the talaq without, you must remember, justification, then he is also guilty, the arsh of Allah shakes then also. Therefore, the authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, inshallah next week we will start the chapter on talaq, is a very, very long chapter. Abghadul halali ilallahi at-talaq, the most hated, detested thing by Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, which Allah made permissible, within bracket say, as a last resort, is talaq. So Islam is a complete, comprehensive religion and code of conduct. So it will give us laws and guidelines for the time of prosperity, happiness, for the time of adversity, and so forth. How if war takes place? Islam will tell you, you can't go kill children, you can't go kill women, and so forth, unless they are participants in the battle, and so forth. But you can't just go kill civilians and so forth. Islam mentioned this more than 1400 years ago. So that is Islam, a complete, comprehensive code of life.
Mufti Sahab, the last question is, when should a couple give up on trying to patch up matters?
Remember, the Quran Sharif addresses this issue. Anything we want to know, we must go to the Quran Sharif. It's Kalamullah, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. Therefore, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, before opening the noble Quran, is to kiss the Quran Sharif and is to say, Hada dusturu Rabbi, this is the constitution of my Allah. And we must go to the ahadith mubarakah, and that is, remember, the elaboration, explanation of the Quran Sharif, Surah 16, verse number 44, and Almighty Allah states, Wa anzalna ilayka dhikra litubayyana linnasi ma nuzzila ilayhim. We reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this reminder, the Quran Sharif. Why? Litubayyana linnas. Now you, Maulana, you studied Arabic, mashallah. Bayan, a short explanation. That's bayan. You see our brothers, they say we're giving bayans. Tabiyin, to explain in detail. So you, Ya Rasulullah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah 16, verse 44, litubayyina linnas. You have to explain in detail, ma nuzzila ilayhim, what has been revealed to them, wa la'allahum yatafakkaroon, and so that they wonder and ponder. So we will find the answers there. Then we go one step further. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, Muhammad bin Idris rahimahullah, the genius, he said, Jami'u ma taquluhu al-a'imma, whatever the imams they say, Al-Hanafi, Shafi'i, Maliki, Ambali, all that is sharhul li-sunnah, an elaboration, explanation of the sunnah. And wa jami'u ma taquluhu al-sunnah, and what the sunnah teaches us is elaboration elaboration, Sharhul Dil Quran is elaboration of the Noble Quran. In Tirmidhi Sharif is mentioned, Kitabul Janais, Imam Shafi said, Al Fuqaha wa a'lamu bi ma'anil hadith. The Fuqaha, they understand the deeper, profound meaning of the hadith. So, when must talaq take place? When must khula take place? When must fasakh take place? Quran Sharif taught us was sulhu khair, reconciliation is the best. Jorna is best, not torna. To break is easy, but we must try. So Almighty Allah Al Jalla Wala mentioned 4 steps. See, I read for you the verse, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, and verse 34-35. Wallati takhafuna nushuzahunna. When you fear your wife is rebellious and disobedient and so forth. Fa'iduhunna al-marhatatul ula. Al-marhatatul ula, first step, speak to her kindly, politely, make her heart melt and butter her up and flatter her. So that is wa'az. Tarqiqul qulub, so her heart must melt. Second one, she's still stubborn. Wahjuruhunna fil madaji, separate the beds. It don't mean you bring her so now and you make your double bedsing, no. That it means you don't fulfill the conjugal rights. Today you tell the husband, don't fulfill conjugal rights, you go get busy somewhere else. No, that's haram. So you don't, for 1 week, 1 month, you tell her, no, that I won't fulfill your rights because you're not listening to Allah, to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So second, remedial measure. Third one, wadribuhun. Wadribuhun, people translate hit her. Hit her don't mean hitting with your hand and making marks and all that, assaulting, wife battering, all that is haram. Wadribuhun means you take a miswak, a ruler, and just tap her on the hand like that, little bit. No marks, no nothing, what they call shock therapy nowadays. So remember, so that is third step. It's permissible, but not desirable. And fourth step, now you bring in the outside help. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِمَا Surah 4, verse 35. You fear this marriage is going to break. فَبْأَثُوا حَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. Then you bring in arbitrators. Arbitrator from your side, the husband, and from her side. Even at this 11th hour, يُرِيدَ إِسْلَاحَ. If the both parties go in with this sense of mind, and they say, we will make this marriage work, يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا, Allah will give them tawfiq. My one uncle, my chacha, my kaka, you know, if you looked at him, I don't think he ever wore kurta in his beard, kurta in his life, you know, and all, he never had beard or whatever. We're not saying we mustn't wear kurta, beard or, but he passed away in a masjid, like, you know, Thursday night, Friday, making dua, all that. Bhai Padia used to tell me, ke aapke chacha ke maut par mujhe rush karte hai. I'm envy your uncle's death, you know. So anyway, when I used to study his life, he patched up so many marriages, you know. So people, their marriages on the word, he go, hey, you do this, you do this. But that time people used to listen also, you know. So then, mashallah, they patch up the marriage and then everything goes for good. So this is a big ibadat. Islah bain al-nas. You reconcile the people, especially the marriages. So see 4 steps. Then you talk of talaq. Then you talk of khula. Then you talk of fasakh. So Islam wants you must save the marriage, not break the marriage. That is what Islam teaches us. Okay, let us go on with our program, inshallah. What's going to come on? 12 o'clock, we have the news with Brother Yusuf Ali, and thereafter the majlis, that is by Moana Ilyas Patel, and he speaks about the advices by Hazrat Moana Ashraf Ali Tanvi, Rahmatullah Ali. So that will be between 12 and 1. Then 1 o'clock will be after Azan. Report back how the 2 Australians have accepted Islam. Let's repeat. 1:30 to 2, Surah Ibrahim. And today is verse number 9. Today is verse number 9. And thereafter, 2 to 3 will be Madrasa on air, Moana Zahid Khan. 3 to 3:30, the repeat of the Q&A of this morning. Arafat wasn't here. Today it was this thing, Junaid Khan, mashallah, and myself. And then 3:30 to 4, Surah Wad Duha by Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri, the explanation in Urdu. 4 to 5, the Surah Tahrim, Moana Ridwan Kaji. 5 to 7, Moana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 8 will be 7 to 7:30, the repeat of last week's khutbah and sermon. And 7:30 to 8, Moana Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10, the discussion, Moana Arafat and Moana Salim Karim, inshallah. And 10 to 11, the series of the year after by Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, Rahimullah. Rahimahullah. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab and to all our listeners. We add on for the news now. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.